This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Vladimir Putin says a real war has been unleashed against Russia, a reference to the war in Ukraine. Moscow sees it as a proxy war with the West. He says civilization is at a turning point. Putin's comments this morning come as Russia celebrates Victory Day, the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Here at home, we're learning more about the victims of the weekend mass shooting in Texas.
The people killed by a gunman at a mall near Dallas include two elementary school-age sisters, a couple and their three-year-old son, and a young engineer from India. The victims represent a multicultural cross-section of the metropolitan area's increasingly diverse suburbs. Also killed at the outdoor shopping center were three members of a Korean-American family, a couple and one of their sons, who was three. Another son was wounded. An assistant manager at the mall's Tommy Hilfiger said she was devastated to learn the day after running for her life that one of the dead was a 20-year-old security guard who previously worked at the clothing store and often stopped in to chat. I'm Norman Hall.
Today, a jury in New York City will begin deliberations in a civil trial over writer E. Jean Carroll's claims that Donald Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store. He denies that. AP correspondent Larry Neumeister.
Deliberations are supposed to occur after they hear the reading on the law at 10 a.m. The judge, Louis A. Kaplan, says the reading of the law will take about an hour, and then the jury will start deliberations.
A sentencing hearing today for a U.S. Army sergeant convicted of murder in the shooting death of an armed protester during a Black Lives Matter march in Texas. Daniel Perry was convicted in April in the 2020 killing of Garrett Foster, who was legally carrying a rifle in the downtown Austin march. Perry could get life in prison. Gas is down to $3.52 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. It could be tougher now to get a loan from your bank.
Banks are reporting tougher credit standards in the wake of recent bank failures. A report by the Federal Reserve shows about half of banks surveyed raised standards for business and consumer loans after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank. A majority of banks plan to tighten credit as the year goes on. It could slow the economy and increase the risk of a recession. The standards include demanding higher credit scores, charging higher interest rates, or requiring more collateral. A reduction in lending could force businesses to pull back on expansion plans and reduce hiring, and could limit sales of cars and homes. The survey was done before the collapse of First Republic Bank. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Mixed picture on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow slipped 55 points yesterday. The S&P was up 1 point. The Nasdaq added 21 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.